Good morning. The last time I was here in St. Michael's Church was in 2009, and I had been in Mozambique in Africa and had come home for a furlough and was here, and I was headed back to Mozambique, but first I was headed to Brazil to study Portuguese a little bit. And while I was in Brazil, I met Jackson, who is now my husband. And I did go on to Africa to finish my commitment there. And I'm proud to announce today that the translation of the Bible that was being worked on there in the Makonde language has been completed. The New Testament has been completed and will be printed this year. And so I wasn't one of the translators. I'm a teacher. And I was teaching the translator's children. They had a son that I was teaching and helping in the community. And so that's, praise God, that Bible is now available for the people in Mozambique from this tribe called the Makonde tribe. So now we are looking to start a new translation project in Brazil, where there is a tribe there, a small group along one of the tributaries of the Amazon River, and they don't have the Bible in their language. In English, we have over 450 versions just in English alone, and in this tribe, they don't even have one verse. And so what Jackson and I will be doing is going to this tribe, learning their language, making friends with them, helping, hopefully with education. Actually, that's how we've begun to make connections with these people, is Jackson befriended a man from this tribe to help him with Portuguese. Portuguese is the official language of Brazil, and it was in Mozambique too, which is the connection there. But it's not the language of this people. What they speak in their heart, what they speak to their parents, to their children, what they laugh, what they cry in a different language. And we believe that for them to understand the salvation of Jesus, the love of Jesus, they need to hear about it in their own language, in the language that speaks to their heart. And we really appreciate your prayers as we go to minister to these people, to learn their language. We appreciate your support, the financial support that St. Michael sends. It's helped in Mozambique, and it will help us as we go into this politically sensitive area in Brazil. We've been in the capital city, so all the amenities, people want to know if we have running water and electricity, which we did. Where we'll be moving to is more in the interior. And where this tribe lives is very isolated area. If you'd like to see on the map, we can show you in the fellowship hall after church, after the service. We really praise God that there's going to be an opportunity for these people to hear about the truth of Jesus' love in their own language, and that you are all supportive of that as well. I'm going to let Jackson share a little about his testimony in a word.
Good morning. As Angie said, I am Brazilian. I was born and grew up in Brazil, and I grew up Catholic, but I couldn't understand about Jesus and salvation in a deep way until I was 19. That's when I had a real experience with Jesus. And after that, I started reading about mission experience, mission books, and I said, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be a missionary. And I heard about Wycliffe Bible Translators. I was at the college studying linguistics, and I heard about Wycliffe, and I said, I want to go there. It was 2003 when I heard the first time about Wycliffe, but I couldn't go to the training in Brasilia until 2009. I couldn't understand during that time why God didn't allow me to go to take the training. But now I understand it, because 2009 was the perfect time to go there, because I could meet Angie. So now I can understand. So, and we are planning to go to that tribe now. I was planning to go by myself before meeting Angie, but now she joined me in my adventure to go to the tribe to try to translate the Bible and tell the people about Jesus. And today I'm going to share a little message. It's in Luke 9:23. So it's a little behind of the gospel we read today. The verse says, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" This passage is a little before the gospel we read today, and it talks about identity too. In the gospel we read today, God is telling to Jesus, he is my chosen son. And this passage talks of the passage I just read talks about who are the chosen disciples. Jesus uses three imperative verbs to show what a real disciple has to do. A disciple has to deny himself, has to take up his cross daily, and has to follow him. So the first thing is that a disciple of Christ doesn't follow his own will. Jesus is teaching his disciples that they have to know that Jesus' ways involve self-denial and surrender. Surrender here means renounce self-satisfaction, self-fulfillment, personal gain or glory. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't be fooled by yourself and by the desires that live inside of you. Say no to yourself. And a good way to say no to yourself is to love your neighbor and to love people who are close to you. So that's what love means. If you read 1 Corinthians 13:5, says that love is not self-seeking. So when we love, we are showing the world we live for God, and we are real disciples. The second thing a real disciple does is accept their mission, even if there is suffering involved. That's what take up your cross daily means. Like, accept your mission. So the expression take up the cross appears 5 times in the Gospels. So Jesus is inviting his disciples to do voluntarily what a doomed person was obligated to do during the Roman Empire. When Jesus says they must take up their cross, he's teaching them to be prepared to face death, or at least to count themselves dead to their own will. The disciples should accept pain, shame, and persecution. And that's not just for the disciples in the past, it's for us today. Jesus is inviting us to face opposition and persecution. For example, in your work, if you wanted to share about Jesus, some people are not going to like that. Or if you wanted to be honest, if you honor God more than the money, for example, you are interested in honor God and not the money or your position. So some people are not going to understand that. But that's a real disciple has to do. That's what a real disciple has to do. And the third thing a loyal disciple does is to stay close to Jesus. That's what follow means. When Jesus says, follow me, he's saying, be close to me. Literally, follow means to be in the same way, accompany, reach. So Jesus is inviting his disciples to walk on the same path he walked. In other words, a disciple has to try to imitate Jesus' example. Following him is different than going after him. A disciple is interested in having a deep relationship with the master. He will want more than just being a spectator or observer. A disciple wants to be like his master. Today, as a disciple of Christ, we have to follow Jesus' example. I could ask myself, how would Jesus do the work I do? How would Jesus forgive that person who hurt me? Should I go somewhere to preach the gospel? So we can ask ourselves about those questions and stay close to Jesus. So the way we deal with self-denial, persecution, and our relationship with Christ shows the world the kind of disciples we are. And that's the kind of message we are trying to share in Brazil to an indigenous tribe that doesn't have the Bible in their language. We appreciate your partnership because we know we can't do it by ourselves. We need your prayers, your support, and even your visit in Brazil to help us. May God bless you.